This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, again, Rosh Shabbos Rabbosai, as we prepare for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Parshas HaChodesh, Chodesh Nisan, Habalinu L'Toiva, Marv Rabbosai, we're going to look at a Gemara we've learned many times, but now we're going to learn it in a new way. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Ma'isa B'nochri Echaz, there's a story about a guy, Shabbal Lefnei Shammai. He came before Shammai. Amar Loi, kama Torahs yesh lechem? How many Torahs you got? Amar Loi, shtayim. Torah shebichsav, Torah shebapa. Amar Loi, shebichsav, ani ma'mincha, shebapa, ani ma'mincha. I believe in Torah shebichsav, I don't believe in Torah shebapa. Because, you know, if you have Torah shebichsav, I could still keep my phone on. But Torah shebapa, now you're going to tell me the rabbi said you can't have your phone out and share it? No, I can't take that. So, I'm not interested. Convert me on condition that I learn Torah Shabbat. Go away! He yelled at him. Benazifa. He yelled at him and he left in anger. Balifnei Hillel. Hillel Gairei. Hillel said, no problem. First, let's convert you. Yoyim Akama Amarle Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. L'machar Apichle. The next day he said the opposite. So what does opposite mean? I don't know. A base is an aleph, a dalet is a gimel. Amar lev ha esmal. Loi amri li hachi. You didn't tell me this yesterday. Amar lev lav alei didi kosamchis. Didn't you rely on me? Dal penami smechalai. Just like you relied on me yesterday, rely on me today. Yeah, rely on me today. That phone you're getting back lag ba'oimer, okay? So that is the story. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that Hillel first told him Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and the next day he flipped it around. So the guy said, but that's not what you told me yesterday. So says Hillel, just like you relied on me yesterday, rely on me, Nami, for the Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi says, what does it mean, Apichle? Kegain Tashrak. Yeah? And that phone you're getting back, next Lag V'Omer. Yeah? So those are that's what Rashi says. Kegoin Tashrak. For example, Tashrak. Tashrak? That sounds vaguely familiar. It sounds like something we learned recently. The Hillel told him, Tav Shin Reish Kuf? So there's a Pasuk in Mishle. The Pasuk in Mishle says, Tachin Bakayetz Lachma. You prepare in the winter, In the summer, her bread, agra v'akotzer ma'achala, she stores in the harvest her food. Says the Gra in Mishle, ve'elu ashnei dvar manal, tachin and agra, tar shabal peh, and tar shabachzav. Like Hillel, in the Gemara, how many taras do you have? L'machar apikle, meaning he taught him tashrak. Says the Gra, Aleph Beis is Torah Shebichsav. Tav Shin Reish Kuf is Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, when it talks about Tachin, and then Agra, Tashrak, and Aleph Beis, Tachin is the Tav first, Agra is the Aleph first, because you can't know the Torah Shebichsav unless you first know the Torah Shebal Peh. This Gra is teaching us a Yesod Nifla. Remember we learned there's two systems of Aleph Beis. There's Aleph Beis forward and there's Aleph Beis backward. Which one is Tar Shebichsav and which one is Tar Shebal Peh? Aleph Beis forward is Tar Shebichsav. Aleph Beis backward is Tar Shebal Peh. Tashrak is Tar Shebal Peh. Marv Raboisai, take a look at the Gra in the Biurei Agadois on the Gemara Brachos. Maybe this will sound somewhat familiar. Remember, Betzalel. Moshe Rabbeinu told Betzalel, first make the Kelim and then make the Mishkan. Betzalel says that's not the way we do it. The Gemara's Masha Moshe was Mahapichit. Why was Moshe Mahapichit? And why did Moshe tell him, you must be in the shadow of God? My Rabbi says, a shadow is backward. a tzel shows something in its backward image. K'may shatzel mara kol behepach, says the Gra. That's the meaning of what the Hillel told the Ger, just like you relied on me yesterday, rely on me for the Tarsha Baal Peh. What did Hillel tell the Ger, and what did the Ger say? So what Hillel told the Ger was, Tarsha Baal Peh hu choysam hahipach. Tarsha Baal Peh is the backward of the Aleph Beis. It's Tashrak. So now this is something we want to investigate and hopefully get a new understanding of what our job is in the month of Nisan as opposed to other months of the year. Marv Rabbeisai, what is the source that the Tarsha Baal Peh is the Aleph Beis backwards? Comes the Zohar HaKadosh, Parshas Mishpatim. Take a look at number 5. Umigu diyarsa Tarsha Baal Peh, the inheritance of the Tarsha Baal Peh, Asvan Lamafreya. It's the letters backwards. V'aldo ikri Tishrei. And for this it's called Tishrei. Huh? So somehow the Zohar are saying that the letters of the Aleph Beis backwards is Tarsha Baal Peh. And what month of the year is that? Tishrei. Interesting. Tishrei has to do with the Tarsha Baal Peh. Let's see a Tikune Zohar. Who wants to see a Tikune Zohar? I thought so. Says the Tikune Zohar. Now, let me ask you another question, Rabbi Isai. Is Torah Shebichsav and Tarsha Baal Peh? Midas Hadin and Midas Harachamim. Which one is which? One would have thought that Torah Shebichsav is Midas Hadin and Tarsha Baal Peh is Midas Harachamim. Right? That's what you would have thought. That's why you came here today, to learn that. No. No. Just the opposite. Says Tikune Zayar, Misitra de Gvura Alukula Mafreya. Listen carefully. Look, before we talk about Tarsha Basan, Tarsha Baal Peh, Tashrak, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Which one is Midas Hadin and which one is Midas Harachamim? Says the Zayar, from the Tzad of Gvura, it's Tashrak. Tashrak is the Aleph Beis backward. Begin to eat, Jeroy Smoila, that's the left side of Hashem. Tishrei, when you go left to right, that's backwards. That's Midas Hadin. That's the meaning of the word Bereishis, Ba Tishrei. We'll see what that means. Why? Because B'Midas Hadin, the world was created. And when the world was created, all the letters came backwards. But ultimately, Hashem made it go forwards, and the world was created B'Chesed, Oilam Chesed Yibana. Listen very carefully. Otherwise, there's no point in coming. Yeah? Listen carefully. There are two Mahalchim of the Aleph Beis. There's Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and there's Tav Shin Reish Kuf. Tav Shin Reish Kuf is the left to the right, is Midas Hadin. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet is the right to the left, Midas HaChesed. Hashem wanted to create the world, Bedin. Look at the word voracious. Tav Shin Reish. But then had Hashem switched it quickly. Aleph Beis. Bereishis is Tav, Shin, Reish. And through the Yud, which is Chachma, Aleph Beis. Okay? So Midas Hadin is the Aleph Beis backwards. Midas Harachim is Aleph Beis forwards. Hashem wanted it to create it, but Midas Hadin, which is the system of Tashrak. But ultimately, Olam Chesed Yibana. Let's see one more Zohar. I'm not an expert in the Zohar. This is all quoted in the Be'er Moshe, in Parashas Bereishis. When Hashem went to create the world, look at number 7, it's the Zayah Chadash on Rus, Ba'isa Shah, Amdu Kala Isa Safanov, Zoisa Mez B Yivrakash Baruch Salamai. When Hashem created the world, all the letters vied. Create the world with me. All the letters stood backwards. The first letter to come was a letter tough. My Rabbi, I'm going to tell you a chiddush. It's such a chiddush. First of all, I have to say I didn't know it. Not only did I not know it, I thought it was not correct. But it is correct. If I were to ask you, and I prepped you for this, and now that I told you the answer, you better get it right. Because there are no phones, the phones are all confiscated, right? And you're listening. So we have over here, which is Tarsha B'Chsav and which is Tarsha Baal Peh? Midas Hadin or Midas Harachamim? Tarsha B'Chsav is what?
Din.
We said Tarsha B'Chsav is Din. And Tarsha Baal, because Tarsha B'Chsav is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Tarsha Baal Peh is Tav Shin Reish Kuf. Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet is Midas Harachamim. Tav Shin Reish Kuf is Midas Hadin. Torah Shebal Peh is Midas Hadin. Now you'll say, but wait a second. Torah Shebal Peh is Midas Hadin? We once said the exact opposite. You're right, we once said the exact opposite. And I can't answer how you reconcile it. There are many sources the other way around. I'll just ask straight off the bat. The Torah says, Arba'im Ya'kenu, and the Rabbanon come and they say, no, just 39. The Torah says, Ayin Tachas Ayin, and the rabbis say, just pay money. The Torah says, Lo Yavoi Mayavi Mayavis B'Kal Hashem, and the Rabbanon say, yeah, Mayavis could come. The Gra says that in the Gemara it's called Omar Rachmana, because Torah Shabbat is Rachamim. And now we're learning the exact opposite. We're learning Torah Shabbat is Din. Look in Tikune Zar Yud Aleph, and maybe I have an answer. The Chad is Netilas Mechesed. When Torah comes from Chesed, Iskariyas Torah Shebechsav, this Yehivas Miyamina, this Miyamina Yeshtas Lamai. When Torah comes from Gevura, it's called Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the masters of the Mishnah, Torah Shebal Peh, they say Mipi HaGevura Nitna. It's Gevurais. They're called Giboyrim. The Gemara says, Kol Tamar Chacham She'enoi Kasha Kabarzel Enoi Tamar Chacham. Yeah, what? It's okay, yeah, anything. Step on me. Whoa. The Gemara even says, call if a young Talmud Chacham gets angry, he doesn't have a temper. The Torah is making him angry. You think the guy is going to be like, so Gemara says, "Vafilu hachi libay le'inish l'melech nafshe benichusa." You have to calm yourself down. But the Gemara says, "Tam chacham is gevurais is midas hadin." So what are we going to do with this? Check this out. Okay, you ready? Fasten your seatbelts, because this is in honor of Shabbos, Parshas Achodesh, and Chodesh Nisan. Tanya, look at number 9. Rebbe Lezer Oimer, "B'tishrei nivra ha'olam, and Tishrei the world was created." B'tishrei noldu avos, and Tishrei the avos were born. B'tishrei mesu avos, and Tishrei the avos died. B'pesach noilad Yitzchak, on Pesach Yitzchak was born. B'Rosh Hashanah nifkada Sarah. Sarah was remembered in Rosh Hashanah Rachel v'chana. B'Rosh Hashanah Yatsi Yosem b'Yisra Asurim. B'Rosh Hashanah Batla Avaydim Avosin b'Mitzrayim. B'misa b'nisa nigalu? No, fill it in. B'tishrei asidim ligal. This is Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says the world was created in Tishrei, and in Tishrei we're going to be redeemed. That's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. You got it? Rabbi Lazar's sheet is the world was created in Tishrei, and we will be redeemed in Tishrei. Rabbi Shua says, what are you talking about? Rabbi Shua Emer, Benisan Nivra Ha'ilam. The world was created in Nisan. Benisan Nigalu, or Benisan Asidon Nigal. Now, it's very interesting, Machlokes. You could argue when the Geula is going to happen, because it didn't happen yet. You could argue, you know, Benisa Nigal Benisa Sinigal, or Benisa Nigal V'Tishrei Sinigal. You could argue who's going to win the lottery. You can't argue who won the lottery. Machloikis Tanoim, who won the lottery? So you have this billionaire sitting here with $1 million, you're arguing who won the lottery. How could you argue when the world is created? It's a Machloikis Metzius. That's the first question. Question number 2, there's a pasuk in Chumash that says when the world was created. Which pasuk? It's in Sefer Bereishis. Where? Parshas Bereishis. I didn't get too far. It's in the first parak. I'm not that far. Did you learn the first word? Bereishis, says Baal HaTurim, is oisi ois aleph b'tishrei. The doc knew that one, right? He told me that one a couple. Bereishis, Aleph, B'Tishrei. So it says in the Chumash that Hashem created the world. So what's Rabbi Shua going to do with the Baal HaTurim? You say Rabbi Shua could argue on the Baal HaTurim. He's a Tana.
Nisan is Chodesh Aviv, Aleph Beis.
And what's Tishrei?
Yeah, well, that we know.
It says the Baal HaTurim, Bereishis Bara is Gematria Barash Hashanah Nivra Ha'ilam. Now, comes Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Eilu ve'eilu devarelikim chayim. They're both correct. Because we know first Hashem thought to create the world, and then He did. So you could say, either in Nisan He thought, or in Tishrei it was Yatzel Lepayel, or vice versa. Or vice versa. I know people it takes much longer than that. Yeah. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says, one was a Machshava, one was Bepayel. And both could be called Bria, either Mash'al B'Machshavtai, or when it happened. And therefore both opinions are correct. That's what it means. Bez Reishis. It can be read Bez Reishis. There are two beginnings. There's Echa B'Nisan and B'Echa B'Tishrei. Now the Baal HaTurim is Hafla, excuse me, the Rachayim HaKadosh is Mamash Apele She'en Kamoyo. What? Because there's a Toysus. Toysus, listen to this question. Toysus in Masech Rosh Hashanah has a question. Rabbi Lezer HaKalir in Tfilas Geshem, he says, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'ilam. And Rabbi Lezer HaKalir on Tal, he says, B'Nisa Nivra Ha'ilam. So there are two answers. One is nobody's paying attention, so nobody would know that.
That's not the right answer.
That's not the right answer. That's Tosis's kasha. Blazer HaKalir by Tfilas Geshem says B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. And Blazer HaKalir by Nisan says B'Nisan Nivra Olam. And for Tosis, Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Tam, the greatest of all the Rishonim. The Rosh says, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Ikolameima de Betishrei Ola b'machshava levarais, v'lo nivra ad Nisan. He thought about creating it in Tishrei. He created in Nisan.
Wow.
So they ask on Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, what's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh saying this pshat? It's kemah word for word of Tosfos. But I would ask on Aruch Chaim HaKadosh a much bigger question. What's Aruch Chaim HaKadosh saying? Either he thought about it Tishrei and he created it in Nisan, or vice versa. What do you mean, or vice versa? Tosfos says it one way. He thought about creating it in Tishrei and he created it in Nisan. What do you mean, you have two options? You don't have two options. Tosfos doesn't say there are two ways to deal the cards. Tosfos says, Machshava Tishrei, B'Payal and Nisan. Let's go with Tosfos. By the way, everybody knows, but if you ever ask somebody, when the world was created, oh, the Arizal says that Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, and the Machshava was Tishrei and B'Maisa was Nisan. For some reason, people like to quote the Arizal. It's Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos says Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim. Tishrei was planned, Nisan was created. You ready? If you're with me, you're going to hear something incredible now. Let's think for a moment. Because we know there's another thing that was planned one way and it was created another way. It was planned b'midas hadin, and it was created b'midas harachamim. Says the Rama Mipano, they go hand in hand. The plan was to create it in Tishrei, and to create it b'midas hadin. But it was created in Nisan, b'midas harach. It's not two different plans and two different changes. One plan was midas hadin. One plan was Tishrei. But b'payel it was Nisan and rachamim. It's one thing. It was planned b'tishrei b'midas hadin. It was executed in Nisan b'midas harachamim. Says Rama Mipano, look at number 15. Why when you clap al-chid, oshamnu bagadnu gozalnu dibarnu doifi, ay, right? Why do you do it in the Aleph Beis? Because the world was created with the Aleph Beis. And you messed up the Aleph Beis. So you need to repair it with Aleph Beis. That's why, says the Rama Mipano, many people say, Oshamnu forwards and backwards. Forwards for the way the world was created. Backwards for the way the world was planned to be created. Now listen to this. The Zayar says the letters vied before Hashem, and they made themselves backwards. Tishrei, Tavshin Reish. Tishrei, Rabbeisai, is Tavshin Reish. Hashem wanted to create the world when? Bereish is bar lekim, b'midas hadin, b'echad b'tishrei. Bereish stands for b'echad b'tishrei. They go hand in hand. He wanted to create b'midas hadin. He wanted to create it aleph b'tishrei. Like Rebbe Lezer. And b'machshavo he created b'midas hadin. But he saw the world wouldn't last, and therefore he flipped it around, Aleph Beis.
So listen carefully. He was going to create a Tishrei, Tav Shin, Resh, and then Yud. Yud is Chachmas Hashem. He said it's not going to work. He put in Aleph Beis. What do you get if you get Tav Shin Resh, throw in a Yud with the Aleph Beis? That's Bereishis. That's the word Bereishis. Says the Maskil of David, the same way Hashem planned to create it, Tishrei, Tav Shin Resh, Kuf, but He created Aleph Beis, Gimel, Dalet, that goes hand in hand with what Hashem wanted to create the world, the Midas Hadin, and He was Meshtatef Midas Harachamim. So now you can hear an incredible thing. Raise your hand, raise both hands if you want to hear an amazing thing. Stand up on your chairs if you want to hear an amazing thing. Okay? Hashem wanted to create the world in Tishrei. What are the letters Tishrei? Taf, Shin, Resh. Backward is Midas Hadin. Backward is Tarshu Baal Peh. But Hashem created it in what month? Nisan. Chodesh Ha? Aviv, Aleph Beis! He created it forward! That's why Nisan is called Chodesh Ha Aviv. Who says this? This is from the great work Smichas Chachamim from Naftali Katz. It's a great work of Kabbalah, but it's also not Kabbalah. And people don't know it's Kabbalah, so they learn it. So look at number 17. Ukinegdam, their Dalid Rosh Hashanim. Nisan is the world of Atzilos, where all the miracles happen. That is Aleph Beis. And therefore this Chodesh is called Chodesh Ha'aviv. It's Kisidron. Tishrei, look further, is Olam Asiya. Tishrei, listen carefully. Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tishrei is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is a Torah Shabbat Peh, and therefore it's backward. It's backward. Now, by the way, you know who else says this? Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichov. Rav Levi Yitzchak says number 18. The Gemara says, one man d'Amr says, B'nisa Nivra Olam, and one man d'Amr says, B'tishrei Nivra Olam. Hashem is always Mashpia Shefa. Sometimes it's what is called Ar Yashar, and sometimes it's Ar Chayzer. The month of Nisan is Ar Yashar. Nisan, he says, is Chodesh Ha'aviv, Aleph Beis Kesedar. But Tishrei is backward, it's called Ar Chayzer. Okay, very interesting. By the way, if you look in the Sefer Binyan David, number 19, whether the world was created, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet or Tav Shin Resh Kuf, is Tali, if B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and Tav is more Chashav, or B'Nisa Nivra Olam, Chodesh Ha'aleph, and Aleph is more Chashav. Ultimately, Marav Raboisai, Tishrei, the world wanted to be created B'Midas Hadin, which is Tarsha Baal Peh. It was created B'Midas Harachamim, which is Tarsha B'Chsav. Now, what happens when you combine Tarsha B'Chsav and Tarsha Baal Peh? Did anybody ever hear? The Gemara says there's a very interesting formula. Because we know forward is Tarsha B'Chsav, backward is Tarsha Baal Peh. Anybody ever hear of Atbash? What in the world is Atbash? Imagine somebody writes some kind of gibberish. You say, what is that? A is Z, and B is Y, and C is a, oh, very, very deep. Very deep. What in the world are you doing? What's the system of Atbash? Rabbi Yeshua Heller, Talmud of the Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, think of Talmidei Hagra. He says that when the Gra says the Torah is Choysam HaMeshapech, which means it was going to be given Tav Shin Resh Kuf, but it was given Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. It wanted to be created Midas Hadin, it was created Midas Rachamim. The combination of the two, combination of Aleph forwards and Aleph Beis backward, that's Atbash. That's the system of Atbash. It's a combination of Tarsha B'Chsav and Tarsha Baal Peh. It's the tziruf of the two. That's where the formula comes from. Look at number 20. I found yesterday in one of the editions of Yeshurun, in edition Chaf Dalid, a letter from Rabbi Yeshua Heller. He says, I want to tell you that this concept of Choysam HaMeshapech comes from a very reliable source. He says, on the third line, Aval hagra yechoinen al tapuchay sase demim in the smile. The gra is referring to the reversal of the signet ring. Kishenechka hachoys ma'alef beis gimel, when the choysam is engraved alef beis gimel, yeanirsham b'choymer hanechdam gimel beis alef. On the signet ring, it's going to be the opposite. And when on the signet ring it says alef beis gimel, then it's going to print out tav shin resh. Torah shebichsav is God's version. Torah shebaal peh is our version. Therefore, the Torah Sheba, the Torah which is sourced in the Chaf Beis, Oysias Ala Aleph Beis, like it says, Nogila v'nismecha bach, in the Chaf Beis Oysias, Torah Sheba b'chsav is Aleph to Tav, Torah Sheba peh is the opposite. This is the oimik of what Hillel told the Ger. Okay. When you're mechaber Torah Sheba b'chsav with the Torah Sheba peh, the choysam with the nechtam, the noisen with the makabel, aleph beis with tashrak, what do you have? Atbash! Isn't that incredible? I'm sure your whole life you heard there's something called atbash and never understood what's the logic of the formula of atbash. The logic, says Rabbi Shua Heller, is that it's a combination of Tar Shavachsav and Tar Shavachpah. Wow, what an amazing thing. Now, I'll tell you the truth. I spent many hours yesterday working on this, and my main problem with it, my main question on it is, I always understood Torah Sheba'al Peh as Midas Harachamim and Torah Sheba'al Chsav as Midas Adin. We gave a few examples, Ayin Tachas Ayin. We gave an example of Arbam Ya'akenu. The Gra, I know, says the Rachmana is a Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Gra says in Shas, it doesn't say Diber Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, because Gemara Tarshapes Rachamim. And here we're saying the exact opposite. And amazingly, I found the Gra himself says that Tarshabachsav is Midas Hadin, is Midas Harachamim, and Tarshabapes is Midas Hadin. Where do we say this? Where do we say this? Many years ago, we gave a shir, and there's a Gra that's quoted in something called Koivetz Sefunais, Rav Shmuel Loria. You know, Hashem has two names, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is what? Midas? Rachamim. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? We said recently it's Midas Adin. Tishrei is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Din. Nisan is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. By the way, the permutation of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei for Nisan is Yismachu Hashamayim B'Sagel Ha'aretz. Says the Gra Ayin V'Noi. You never heard such an incredible thing in your life. You know why Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is 26? How many books in the Tanakh? 24. Plus the Tuluchais. Torah Shebichsav, the Gra says, is 26. 24 books and the Tuluchais. That's Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Rachamim! Torah Shabbosav Rachamim! Says the Gra! Ayin V'Noira! How many Masechtas are there? 65 Masechtas Keneged Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Midas Hadin. The Gemara is Midas Hadin. Aye, but in many places we say a Goyin. A Goyin, not a Goon. A Goyin is Gematria 60 because he knows the 60 Masechtas. And like the Medrash says, Shishim Hema Malachais, Shishim Masechtais. Now we have a tradition, there's 63 Masechtais. And the Smag says, the simon is, Libcha Yehe Gaspahem. However, Nun Yud of Aleph Dal Nun Yud is a 60 Masechtais of Halacha. And then there are 5 Masechtais on Drabanans, Demai, Ervin, Megillah, Idyos, and Yadayim. Marvraboisai, incredible. So here we have it, that there is a concept that Midas, that the Torah HaKadosh, the Torah Shebichsav is Midas HaRachamim, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and Torah Shebaal Peh is Midas HaDin, the 65 Masechtos, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Do you remember the tour? Remember the tour said that the reason why we say Tikanta Shavuos Rosisa Kamreisea is because since in the Chus of Shavuos will be Nigal, when the Aleph Beis goes backwards, We're going to be Nigal. The remez is Eshra Kolahem Ba'akabsein. Remember we learned that last week? Tikanta Shabbos? Well, in the Sefer Jerusha's Beis Yisha, he says beautifully, when the Aleph Beis goes backwards, we're going to be Nigal. The Aleph Beis backwards is Tarshava Peh. That's why Chazal say, B'schus HaMishnayis HaGoliyos Miskansois. In the Schus of Tarshava Peh, we'll be redeemed. Because Tarshava Peh is the Aleph Beis backward. And now I'm going to share with you an amazing thing, and it's very hard to explain. Marv Raboisai, if you're with me, this is Mamish Oya Menorah. I'm up to number 23. I once heard from Rav Warman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and he said it over to Rav Gedal Yeshur. And Rav Gedal Yeshur says he thinks he heard it from the Admir of Razin. And in the drashas of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says the same thing. What's the machloikis, whether b'nisan nigalu, b'nisan asin legal, or b'tishrei asin legal?
Couple of months.
What's the machloikis? What's the nafkamina? Mav Raboisai, you know what the nafkamina is? Whether redeemed in Tishrei, or redeemed in Nisan. There's another machlokes, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua says, Rebbe Lezer says, Ein Yisrael Nigalim Ela B'Tshuva. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, even if we don't do tshuva, you know, the kates will come and Hashem will get us out. Rebbe Lezer, who says that we'll be redeemed in Tishrei, he's going to Shita say that we'll only be redeemed with tshuva. Tshuva, Tishrei is a month of tshuva. Therefore, Rebbe Lezer says we'll be redeemed in Tishrei because we'll need to do tshuva before we're redeemed. Rebbe Yeshua holds we won't need to do tshuva. That's because he holds we're redeemed in Nisan. Nisan Klal Yisrael never did any tshuva. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we didn't do anything good. We were Eroim, the area. We were a Memtesh Ari Tuma. Rabbi Yeshua says, Yisrael, Ben Kacha, Hashem's getting us out of the mess. We don't have to do tshuva. So Rabbi Yeshua says, that will be in the month of Nisan, the month where Hashem just takes us out, whether we deserve it or not. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, Ein Yisrael Negalim Ela B'tshuva. Tshuva is the month of Tishrei. Therefore, we'll be redeemed in Tishrei, the month of Tshuva.
So, how the one is the year? Nisan be Tshuva be Ba'av.
Ain't no Tshuva on Nisan. Says, look at number 23. V'ulai bezehu de pligi Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua. Rav Lezer sfrili ein b'nei son negalin ela b'tshuva. And according to this, that he holds, asidin ligal b'tishrei. Because Tishrei is the month of Tshuva. That's the month we were in Eskapra B'chet Ho'egal. But Rabbi Shua holds that Klal Yisrael Nigal B'loy Tshuva because of the Galus, because the time will end. Okay, very interesting. Can I ask you a question? Very simple question. Tishrei is the month of Tarshah B'chsav or Tarshah B'alpeh? Tishrei is the month of Tarshah B'chsav or Tarshah B'alpeh? Tishrei is the month of Tarshah B'chsav or Tarshah B'alpeh? I'm going to keep him asking until you can say the right one. B'alpeh. It's the Aleph Beis backward. It's the Aleph Beis backward. It's Din or Rachamim? It's Din. Tishrei you do tshuva. Nisan you don't do tshuva. You know, it's very interesting. Let me tell you, Yishalmi. Yishalmi says, they asked Chachma, what should be with someone who sinned? The Yishalmi said, they should die. They asked the Torah, what should be with someone that sinned? Torah said he should bring a carbon. They asked the Nevi'im, what should be with someone who sinned? The Nevi'im said they should die. They asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should be with someone who sinned? Hashem said, do tshuva. What do we see from here? Tshuva is not an Eitzah of the Torah, it's not an Eitzah of the Nevi'im, it's not an Eitzah of Chachma. Alpi the Torah Shebuchsav, you can't do tshuva, you're stuck. Who says to do tshuva? Only Hashem Himself. Torah Shebal Peh. Tishrei is the month of Tashrak. Torah Shebal Peh. Tishrei is the month of tshuva. Nisan is the month of Torah Shebuchsav. Ain't no tshuva in Nisan. You know why Tishrei you could do tshuva? It's Tar Shabbat Peh. Tar Shabbat Peh you could do tshuva. Tar Shabbat Chsav you can't do tshuva. So can I ask you one simple question then? So why is tshuva, why is Tishrei Midas Hadin and Nisan is Midas Harachamim? In Tishrei you could do tshuva. In Tar Shabbat Chsav you can't do tshuva.
But you don't have to do tshuva. You have to do it b'chinam.
It must be a chiddush nifla. That in the month of Tishrei, in the month of Tishrei, which is Tar Shabbat Peh, so now there's such a powerful Midas Hadin that Midas Hadin allows for tshuva. But that's Tar Shabbat Peh. Tar Shabbat Chsav, you're stuck. You can't do tshuva. But then, if you're so stuck, there's a system that overrides the whole thing. You know what the overriding the whole thing is? Isarusa de la'ela, where the Rebbe Hashem says, you can't, there's nothing you can do. So I'm just going to come in and take care of the mess. It's a Isarusa de la'ela. It comes out something very interesting. In the month of Din, there's a way out. In the month of Tishrei, which is Tar Shabbat Peh, there's a way out, there's a way of tshuva. In the month of Tar Shabbat Chsav, there's no way out. So in a way, you're stuck. So because you're stuck, it's so barachamim. Comes out something very interesting. The month of Tishrei is Tar Shabbat Peh. It allows for tshuva, and it's the month of Din. And Tishrei is the month of Tar Shabbat Chsav. So why is it rachamim? It's rachamim because since there's no way out, there's something called the Sarusa de la'ila, where the Rebbe Hashem says, I'll get you out of here even if you don't do anything. That's why in the month of Tishrei, you can only ask for rain. You know what rain is? Says Rav Yonasan Ivashetz. Rain is precipitation and moisture down here that rises up, forms cloud, and then falls down. That's called the Sarusa de la Sata. You can ask for rain. You can ask Hashem, Hashem, pischili, I'll take the first step and then you help me out. Rain. You could daven for rain. Rain is, it starts down here and it comes and it finishes up on top. In Nisan we do much better. We say, God, we're not doing anything. Nothing. Give us Tal. Tal is straight from Shemayim. It's the Arusa del Eila. The month of Nisan, the Svarim say is Chodesh Sheyeshuas Makifais, where we have to borrow everything from God and we're on loan, it's on credit. Hashem gives us freebies in Nisan. You know why it's called Pesach? Because we jump over the need to take the first step. It's a Sarusa de la'ela. It's Torah Shabbat Chsav. Torah Shabbat Chsav doesn't allow tshuva, so what are we going to do then? We need Rachamim Merubim. Can I give you a mashal? I'll give you a mashal. When in davening do we say, Rachamim Rabin. I got an Shmoneh Esrei. We are in Shmoneh Esrei. Which matana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachamim Rabin? No? Sim Shalom. Maybe on Purim. But on every other day. When is it Rachamim Rabin? Blank, blank, rachamim rabim. Blank, blank, berachamim rabim. Mechaye misim berachamim rabim. What bracha is the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? What bracha is the second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Gevurois, Yitzchak, Din. You ever think about it? In the bracha of Din, we say rachamim. The only time in davening that you say rachamim rabim is Yitzchak's bracha of Gevurois. Interesting. Yitzchak's bracha of Gevurois, you're mentioning Rachamim Rabim? The Gemara says at the end of days, Avram's not going to help us. He can't get any Rachamim for us. Yaakov can. Only Yitzchak Midas Hadin, he could get us out of the biggest jam. Sometimes when there's nowhere to go, that's where Midas Hadin is like the strongest Rachamim, is Rachamim Rabim. Chodesh Nisan is Tar Shabbat Chsav. There's no tshuva. No tshuva? Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is Rachamim Rabim. It's the Sarusa de la'ela. Marv Rabbi, it's very interesting. the Arizal points out in the Tefillah of Geshem and Tefillah of Tal, they're exact opposite. In the month of Tishrei, which is backward Midas Hadin, the Tefillah of Geshem is Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Check out the Piyot. And in the month of Nisan, which is Tefillah Tal, the Piyot is Tavshin Tashrak. The exact opposite of what you would have thought. Because the month of Nisan, it's all backward. Month of Nisan, almost. Since Ribbono Shel Olam is dealing with us, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, in order for us to mirror that, we have to do the Chosem HaMeshapech. Normally, Hashem gives us Chosem HaMeshapech. We, on Nisan, we go to Him, Tashrak. And Chodesh Tishrei, where it's Tashrak, we have to daven the Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Rabbi Yisai, hopefully, it's a very, very deep and profound subject, so we're just getting the words and just getting the ideas, and hopefully, Be'ezah Hashem, Hashem should show us, Mitarosai Neflois, Agon Shabbos, Agon Chodesh. Yeah, sure.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.